Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are doing all they can to maintain the illusion that Hunter Biden might be guilty. If there's anybody that's done anything wrong, it could be Hunter. But hey, here's the deal. His dirt does not trump getting Donald Trump. So now Hunter's drug addiction again is being used as a prop, because Hunter's drug addiction, I don't know if you realize this, it can save the democracy.
Her son now says that he sees his sobriety as the key to keeping Donald Trump from winning the White House again. Here's what he told Axios. Quote, I often do think of the profound consequences of failure here. I have something much bigger than even myself at stake. We are in the middle of a fight for the future of democracy. The liberal media praising Hunter's noble efforts to defeat Trump, as a relapse would be very bad for the Biden campaign.
I think it would give anyone pause, because I think he is very concerned about his dad's political future. And that's really the reason why we didn't hear much from Hunter Biden the first 2 years, which is something that Eugene wrote about, which is, and really, Hunter essentially changed strategy when he hired Abby Lowell. And he really changed strategy after the plea deal unraveled last July, and basically said that this is now a political fight.
This seems like, I don't know, probably the right step, right? Stay sober so dad can win the presidency again, right, Jesse?
Well, I mean, he's already relapsed. That wasn't Joe's cocaine in the White House they found. It's PR. Trump has to be defeated or I'll be back on crack. Come on. Hunter Biden is a guy who was born on third base. Not only does he think he hit a triple, he thinks he's the victim of Republicans, of Russians, of addiction. Remember, Sandra, this is a 50-year-old man. For 8 years, raided his children's 529s, sex trafficked, hit the pipe, took videos of sex acts, posted them on the internet, dodged the IRS, took bribes and diamonds from the Chinese, laundered money. Come on. And now he's saying he's not responsible for his actions?
Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. So Jesse Waters says, he gives you the litany of things that Hunter did. But here, Hunter says this. Look, look, people of America, if you don't want Donald Trump, I need to get away with my crimes. That's right. That's the reason you gotta overlook the stuff that I've done. All the things that Jesse Waters at the end pointed out. And we'll get into a little bit more detail around that too. All I'm going to tell you is this. They believe they've got an angle here. They think they've got a way out. And if they do, this nation's in trouble. Now, I've already told you, there's a part of me that wants Joe Biden to get the nomination. It's only going to get worse. We couldn't have a weaker opponent. We couldn't have the ability to expose the Democrats for who they are better than Joe Biden, because if you will allow a decrepit, old, corrupt clown back into office, knowing everything you know about him, and then you try to prosecute Donald Trump if he gets in, I mean, let me put it another way, and you already know this. If we were talking about Donald Trump and his all the problems with his family, the way the Bidens are, you want to see a media do the biggest reversal in the history of reversals? You would see it, because it's so obvious that the Biden family's crooked. The media's got, I mean, as I said, they love their crooks. They love their chaos and they love their crooks. For the Democrats, this is actually kind of fun. The people pulling the strings want to know, can we pull this one over? Look at what we did with COVID. Look at what we did with J6. I mean, these idiots will believe anything. So Hunter Biden, we know, is a corrupt, depraved individual. Look, I'm not going to moralize about him. People do all kinds of stuff. And there are conservatives that, you know, do the things that Hunter's done. I don't think that I know anybody that's done it in that volume, but they do those types of things. But this is a slimy guy. And he is never going to own up to his crimes. Never. Not in a million years. And certainly, if he's got to protect the big guy, it'll never happen. And that's the problem. Democrats never want to have that intervention. Democrats never want to say, take ownership and go, you know what, I did it. Part of the 12-step program is you got to go, I am an alcoholic. I am a drug, you know, whatever. I am a gambler. And then you got to go start making amends. Democrats never start the 12-step program. All they do is cover up. Here's a Goldman who, we have clips of Goldman putting himself, catching himself. And even with this clip, you'll see he still leaves that one little place of wiggle room. But here he is trying to protect Hunter Biden's testimony. And I'll talk a little bit more about, you know, the craziness of Goldman's statement. But here he is protecting Hunter after his first day of testimony.
Be brief. I want to be very clear. That first hour of this much anticipated testimony was the nail in the coffin to what is a complete bogus and sham impeachment inquiry. Not only were they unable to show any connection between Hunter Biden's business and President Biden, but Hunter Biden gave very detailed and clear explanations as to what his arm's-length business transactions were with private parties in foreign countries who are investors and business people, like many people would have. He went through a laundry list of board seats and jobs that he has had over his 30-year career after he left Yale Law School, and he withstood some inappropriate attacks even in the first hour. So it is not simply there's no connection to the president, which we've known all along and which was made clear again, but there is a very understandable, coherent business explanation for every single thing that they asked for. And now that all of this China stuff or Romania or Kazakhstan is clearly, clearly baseless and bogus, the only thing that the Republicans have left are these Burisma allegations.
So you caught the end of it, right? So it's all gone. The China stuff, the Russia stuff, all that's done. So what? There's evidence in the way of checks, and we'll get into all that. But forget that for a second. But there is this little Burisma thing. And before I even get into that, I just want to tell you this. He withstood, Hunter did, 1 hour of brutal testimony. I don't know if you've ever watched cop shows or seen attorneys when they're questioning witnesses or potential perps or whatever. But we'll talk about that 1 hour when you get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Be brief. I want to be very clear. That first hour of this much-anticipated testimony was the nail in the coffin to what is a complete bogus and sham impeachment inquiry. Not only did they were they unable to show any connection between Hunter Biden's business and President Biden, but Hunter Biden gave very detailed and clear explanations as to what his arm's-length business transactions were with private parties in foreign countries who are investors and business people.
What exactly is arm's length? I mean, either you're involved or you're not involved. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Arm's length involvement. I get it if you say I'm a silent partner. So what is arm's length? I mean, we'll get into that. I mean, to me, that's not even the big deal. Because Goldman goes on to say the only place where you could even connect Hunter at all is with this whole Burisma thing with what his dad said about the $1 billion. Oh, really? That's it? That's the only place, huh? Then I wonder how is all this other correspondence and all these other, I don't know, hints that maybe Joe Biden was involved. And the biggest hint is, what did Hunter have to bring? What did Hunter bring to the party? Oh my goodness, this is fun to watch. But let's talk about that hour. He says they spent an hour with Hunter and he answered all their questions. He did it all. I mean, what more do you want from this man? How much oppression, you know, persecution, the targeting of him. Because, yeah, we set him up. We conservatives, you know, the big right-wing conspiracy, we doctored all this evidence. We put all that evidence on his laptop. We started the rumor of the big guy. We're the ones sending wires to him and doing suspicious activity reports. We put that money in the bank to trigger all those 170 suspicious activity reports. We're the ones who wired millions of dollars to the 20 LLCs that went to 8 or 10 Biden family members. We did all that. We are very unscrupulous. Have you watched cop shows? The interrogation part. The first time when they bring you in, do they come in and guns a-blazing, you know you did it, you're guilty, or do they go, hey, would you like some coffee? Or and then they go, well, where were you last Thursday at 2 p.m.? You know, I have to think about it. Okay. Would you, you know, there are people that say they spotted you. You know, you get what I'm saying? They don't give you all the details. They sort of let you talk it through. And almost invariably, I'm going to tell you, I've watched many of these. The perp ends up saying the wrong thing. Like I watched a show the other day, and the guy said, he goes, I bet, and it was a true story. He goes, it was a husband, dad, and his wife and two kids or three kids. And it looked like the husband had killed the family and then what they call a, you know, murder-suicide. And the coroner came back and goes, it wasn't a murder-suicide. The man died at least a day before the family. Because, you know, you can tell at the stage of decay or whatever. And so they were interviewing, I don't know, the ex-husband or something like that. No, it wasn't the ex-husband, but business partner or whatever. And the guy goes, yep, that's Bill. Probably killed his family, then killed himself. And it was, they never let that leak out. And the guy, literally, they were just having a conversation. And, you know, they were warming him up. And I don't know at what point, but one point during the examination, he goes, yeah, well, that's Bill. Probably killed himself, killed his family, then killed himself. And they were like, nobody would know that. If you were told that four people were killed in a house, you'd think it was a, you know, they came in, guns a-blazing, and killed everybody for whatever reason. Was it a robbery? Was it a vendetta? But everybody go together. Why would he say that? And the cops go, that's when we knew. We had our guy. Now, they had a suspicion that they had the guy. That's why they brought him in. And what did he do? That utterance is what triggered it. So here's my point. Cops aren't going to go in for the kill in the first hour. The Republicans would be stupid to do it. They wait until the 13th hour when the defendant's worn down a bit and they start to rattle him. Now, what about lawyers? Do they expose their evidence to somebody under question when they put them up on the stand? Or do they build their case around them? When a lawyer gets you on the stand, they have an agenda with you. And they have a path that they're going to get you to. And the only way you're going to outsmart them is, one, if you tell the truth. That's number one. But if you are going to outsmart them, you better know the path they're taking. Because they're pretty bright people. And I'll tell you this, I'm sure Hunter Biden has the best lawyers Chinese money can buy. But I suspect the Republicans have something up their sleeves, and if they do it right, and if I think they're right, they have what's called the truth. Now let me tell you what constitutes the truth. Because even though the Democrats now want to discredit the very witness that they all themselves said was a stand-up guy, worked for the FBI for 20 years, but suddenly he's a pariah. Why? Because he did something against the Bidens. So now he's a bad guy. By the way, he pled not guilty. Anybody think he is? Because I don't. I see another witch hunt happening right now. So, here's the truth. They have bank records of the Bidens. They have wire transfers coming from the Chinese to the Bidens. Wire transfers coming from Burisma to the Bidens. They have the knowledge that Hunter Biden got paid by Burisma millions of dollars, as did his business partner, who's in prison. A couple of them, in fact, are in prison. And here's the one that gets me. They've got Hunter Biden's laptop with all kinds of evidence. Nobody's setting it up. The laptop, by the way, that the FBI wouldn't release, that the Democrats denied, was even Hunter's. They claimed it was Russian planted evidence, Russian collusion, which the FBI and others, 51 law enforcement people or whatever, tried to act as if it was the truth. That was the real truth. And what do we find out? The FBI withheld it for better part of a year and a half, didn't want it to be part of the investigation, and now openly admits, yeah, it was Hunter's. And it's his evidence. The emails we have, all the correspondence. Then we've got 170 suspicious activity reports. We've got multiple LLCs that I suspect they've traced out by now to know exactly how those connect. We've got canceled checks between Jim Biden and Joe Biden, a couple of those. We've got other wires that have some, you know, some unscrupulous origins and destinations. We've got correspondence that can be matched to those payments, money deposited into multiple Biden family accounts, and business partner testimony. But the Democrats say, where's your evidence? Wow. Oh, and you know what we really have? We have Joe Biden changing State Department policy towards Ukraine that fits the exact thing he talked about when he threatened to take that $1 billion back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The most recent inflation report is indicating a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could be shortening your life. USA's John Schaefer.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. Even occasional weekly use, the analysis indicates, poses potential risks to heart and brain health.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's another missing Biden diamond, and no one knows where it is. The president's brother, Jim Biden, better known as Jimmy the Chin, told congressional investigators that he threw out a diamond that the Chinese bribed Hunter with. Here's their story. The Chinese slipped Hunter Biden a diamond while his dad was vice president. Biden's brother, Jimmy, says Hunter gave him the Chinese diamond to have it appraised. But Jimmy says he threw it in the garbage. And this is the second Chinese diamond the Bidens claim they lost. The Chinese also bribed Hunter with a 3-carat, $80,000 diamond in 2017 that Hunter claimed disappeared. The Bidens keep diamonds around like blacks keep cash around, right, Fanny? The Biden family was in business with part-time Chinese diamond dealers who bought $23 million worth of diamonds in a single year. I have a feeling the Bidens lost more than two diamonds. The Bidens are probably keeping it safe next to Joe's Corvette. And remember, the $1.7 million in Chinese cash that Hunter withdrew from ATMs, also missing. Isn't it strange how all the hard evidence of bribery keeps getting lost? Even the Chinese chairman who made the bribes has disappeared. They've had so much success disappearing evidence, the magicians in the Democratic Party have another trick. They're trying to make the impeachment inquiry go poof. Here's how the magic trick works. Biden's Justice Department arrested the FBI informant who reported that both Biden's Joe and Hunter took bribes from Ukraine. The informant, Alexander Smirnov, reported the bribe allegations to his FBI handler, who wrote it up in a report. They call it a 1023. The FBI deep-sixed it. But once Republicans got their hands on the report, the same prosecutor who got busted for cooking up Hunter's sweetheart plea deal arrested the informant and accused him of talking to people close to Russian intelligence.
You think somebody was making that story up to hear it, right? That is a description of what the Biden family has done with the Chinese. And there are people rallying around this family to help them. It's amazing. But it's starting to crack. By the way, Jesse, I'm not a big fan of Jesse Waters, but I'm becoming a better fan of his. I think he's gotten better. And I didn't like the total monologue there, but wasn't as well written as it could have been, but the content of it was good. And how much better can you paint a picture of here's what these guys have been doing, and this is just on the diamonds. He's talking about diamonds. I don't know if you caught that. These diamonds are just going in the trash. They're just being thrown away. They're being willy-nilly handed about. One of those diamonds, I was told, is worth $2-3 million. So Jesse says, no, they were dealing with a guy, and there's a $17 million in diamonds floating around somewhere that the Biden family can't account for. So we have the ability to trace their money, you know, through the bank records and things like that. But these diamonds are being, who knows, brokered, kind of like Hunter Biden's paintings. I mean, think about that little fiasco. Where, who's buying his paintings? Oh, we can't tell you. We don't want any conflicts of interest. And it turns out the guy who bought the paintings are the ones who, the guy who's given Hunter the money to bail himself out with the IRS. Is that a loan or is that income? I mean, I get it. There are people, you can get a loan from somebody and you know, they can tell you, pay me a dollar back per year. It's still a loan. But I mean, you see the tricks here. You see the tricks. And we're just, I mean, again, these are just getting started. These guys have given excuse after excuse about the Biden family. There was an interview with Dan Goldman. I want to play it again. I talked through it. I'm not going to talk through it this time, but I'm asking these questions. And Dan Goldman gets himself in trouble because he's given a tortured excuse that, you know, there's no, the Bidens have no issues or whatever. But when they continue, he ends up in trouble. And I'll play both of them. Here are the clips.
Could you just, with specifics, tell us these phone calls that were a matter of such discussion yesterday, like, what were they about? What would then Vice President Biden say in these conversations? You know, walk us through what happened.
Right. So let's put this in context. Bo Biden got very sick in early 2015. He died in the spring of 2015, which was right in the middle when Devin Archer had his business dealings with Hunter Biden. At that point, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden began to speak every day because they were both devastated by Bo's death. They spoke every day. The witness testified that over his 10-year relationship with Hunter Biden, there may be approximately 20 times when in one of those conversations, Hunter Biden would put his father at a dinner, not at a business meeting, at a dinner that he was having if he happened to get a hold of his father, and would ask his father to say hello to whoever was at the table. And that was essentially the extent of it. It was unclear, and the witness testified, it's not me saying that, the witness testified that a lot of times, most of the time, Joe didn't even know who the people were at the dinner table. So this was just simply, this may have been Hunter's effort to say, hey, this is, you know, the vice president, this is my dad. But the critical part here for Congress, and that's what we have to make sure we understand, is that Joe Biden was doing nothing to benefit his son.
Okay, so I just want to be clear. Joe, at this point, Joe Biden has said, I've never spoken to my son about any of his business dealings. Now we find out, of course, he has spoken to him. He says, I've never been with any of his business partners. We find out that he has been with his business partners. He says that his family has never taken not a dime. He's never taken not one single dime from any foreign entity. And we learn that he did take money from a foreign entity. And now, what is the big deal? Well, it was because of Bo Biden. Now, here's the second part, and this is where he gets pressed by different reporters, and Goldman puts his foot in his mouth, and this is where I'm talking through it a bit. I'm not going to talk through it again, but you'll see he puts his foot in his mouth because the reporters even go, wait a minute, what do you mean this helps Burisma? This doesn't help Hunter Biden? And you'll hear it.
There is not a shred of evidence of a single conflict of interest of President Biden ever doing anything in connection or in relation to Hunter Biden's business ventures other than advocating for the removal of a prosecutor general who was advantageous to Burisma. The only evidence we have right now of any official action by President Biden in connection to Hunter Biden's business interests is bad for Hunter Biden's business interests.
How is that not a conflict of interest?
How is that not a conflict of interest? Because it had nothing to do with. It had nothing to do. What?
You see that reaction?
It was not done in furtherance of that.
Watch where he pivots.
Because President Biden It has a tremendous amount of integrity and respect. And if you ask any of the State Department witnesses who have dealt with President Biden, then President Biden, in Ukraine and elsewhere, they will all say, every single one,
every one of them, they will vouch for him,
all say that Vice President Biden was a man of the highest integrity who only advocated on behalf of the United States.
Okay, I'm sure you caught it. But he doesn't answer the question. What do you mean it was advantageous to Burisma? I mean, that it wasn't advantageous. He says it was advantageous to Burisma and Hunter Biden, which was part of Burisma. In other words, there's a direct connection here. Maybe I wasn't that clear about it, but there is, and I think you get it. And, of course, the reporter's pressing. What are you talking about? That makes no sense. And then what does he do? Well, it's because Joe Biden is a stand-up guy, and nobody believes it. And, in other words, I don't have any answer for you because I know that the evidence shows that Joe Biden obviously protected Hunter. But I'm not going to go there. So I'm just going to go into, well, he's a great guy and nobody said anything. And he's a stand-up person. And they, in fact, just play that little piece.
President Biden has a tremendous amount of integrity and respect. And if you ask any of the State Department witnesses who have dealt with President Biden, then President Biden, in Ukraine and elsewhere, they will all say that Vice President Biden was a man of the highest integrity who only advocated on behalf of the United States.
Doesn't answer the question, does it? Of course not. So Joe Biden, I mean, look, again, I go back to first hour, setting up Hunter, let him say what he's going to say. And then let's figure out how we're going to connect these dots, because the dots are being connected. I have to believe that the Republican Party is smart enough to say, let's just let Hunter tell us how it all happened. Yeah, do you think in the first hour that they were able to ask Hunter questions about, well, let's talk about these bank accounts, Hunter? And this statement that it would take 100 years for them to figure out all the intricacies of these LLCs. And let's talk about these suspicious activity reports. Think that got covered in an hour?
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back. Breaking news earlier in the program from both House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan on their investigation into allegations of influence peddling and bribery against President Biden. Joining me right now with reaction is the New York Post columnist and Fox News contributor Miranda Devine, along with former Department of Defense Chief of Staff Kash Patel. Thanks very much for being here, both of you. Miranda, I want to kick it off with you, particularly about this information we got about Mr. Galanis. The committees did an interview with him on Friday from prison, and it matched exactly with what Bob Alinsky told them 2 weeks earlier. Your reaction?
Yes, Maria, what Bobulinski and also Devin Archer told them, this fits a pattern of the sort of Biden shakedown behavior of their foreign benefactors. Hunter Biden got his father on the phone twice. Once we told in Brooklyn with his Russian benefactor, Elena Bacharina, who's an intimate of Vladimir Putin, and interestingly, again, was not sanctioned on Friday. Elena Bacharina is described to his father by Hunter Biden. Hello, say hello. We're doing business with these people. Twice, Galanis has mentioned this. And also talking about golf course conversations with Joe Biden, Devin Archer and Hunter Biden, in which they do talk business, they talk about Joe Biden going on the board of one of these Chinese entities after he finishes as vice president. So there's a lot to unpack there, but I'm sure that the Democrats will try and downplay it because the source comes from prison. But the fact is, Hunter Biden was dealing with a lot of shady characters. A lot of them are in prison, dead, fugitives, in jail. That's the way he rolled. Those were the people that he hung out with.
Well, you make a good point, because President Biden said that he's putting all of these sanctions, 500 sanctions against Russians and oligarchs, and yet here we have again Elena Bacharina, who is the woman who sent Hunter Biden a check for $3.5 million. This was the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. She was not part of any of those Russian sanctions on Friday, was she?
Exactly. And this is, again, she's evaded sanctions. Of course they can't sanction her, because then that would look bad for Hunter Biden and thus for Joe Biden and the rest of the family. So they'll avoid sanctioning him as far as possible, her, I mean.
And Kash Patel, Miranda just mentioned the fact that we are talking about the Democrats' reaction, and that's exactly what we're getting. They're mocking this because Galanis was interviewed in prison.
No, that's exactly right. Look, when it's politically convenient for informants and people that the FBI utilizes to project a political narrative, they will become the biggest hypocrites in the world. And that's extended to the informant class. The FBI political informant operation has become a political leviathan that will rear its head when it's convenient to establish a political narrative. And they've done that yet again with the arrest of this latest FBI informant. It goes back to Christopher Steele, but they're all connected, Maria.
There's a part of me that believes that the Democrats have become so brazen in how they do things that even the low-level voter is starting to get it. I feel that. I really do. I think it's palpable now when you start looking at these man-on-the-street interviews with some of the things that are going on with the Democratic Party. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. For those of you who've ordered some of our merch, I ordered every item, and I'm gonna start wearing them for different things, and then some of them we're gonna take off. I'm not happy with the quality. So if you have any issues at all with the merch that you've ordered, please get it back to us. Just send it back. Most of you are pretty nice and you'll keep it, whatever, but I want you to proudly display it and proudly wear it. And there are a couple things I've gotten that I'm going, now we're taking it out of the store or we're going to redo it. So I hope you visit the store, get some merch. If you're a member of the Backstage Club or you're one of our repetitive donors, you will be getting something very soon. We're working out the details. I know I've been saying this for a while, but we are very close. It's more intricate than you think, because it's like, well, do we send an automatic email for this? How do we? Because you're going to get like a, depending on the level you're at, you'll get a goodie basket at the end of the year that's, you know, a bunch of gear that we think you'll like. It's a grab bag that we put together. You'll get free merch. You'll get discounted merch. You get a membership to the Flick Fest. That's not automatic. We'll get you signed up. You'll get a note from the Flick Fest. So it's a lot of little things that, quite frankly, I don't have the staff to do. But when my IT guys finally get around to it, you'll have it. But it is being done. And the biggest thing is this. If you are a member of one of my warriors or a member of the Backstage Club, you send me a note. I promise you I'll call you. I'll tell you exactly where we stand. If you need a code specific to you to get into the store, I'll give it specifically to you. I know I got to do that with Ann, and I need to do it also with Linda. So we're happy to do it. trust me, we want you to be happy with what you're getting from us. You're very important, and I'll talk about that here in a little bit. And I always do. I want you to know that you are the reason I do this. I want to get back to this stuff. The varnish is coming off, if you will, and we're starting to expose them little by little, and they're going to continue to fight. But as I mentioned, behind this, they fight publicly for the Bidens, but behind the scenes, they're looking to get rid of them. I'm completely convinced of that. Behind the scenes, it's bide our time, let's figure out what we can do. You want to know what the biggest problem the Democrats have? They don't have anybody to replace Joe Biden. Everybody's, Michelle Obama. She's not going to do it. And even if she did, I'm telling you right now, the polls would be horrible. Donald Trump would crush Michelle Obama. And she doesn't want to debate him. I don't know what dirt they have on her, but I'm going to tell you, I've heard from very high sources, Michelle Obama has too much dirt to run for president. I don't know myself. I'm telling you, high sources have told me this. That's why every time people bring it up, I go, not according to my sources. And every time, even Karl Rove, he came out and he goes, that's just nonsense. She's not running. I don't know if we ever played that clip, but she's not. I do want to play a couple more that we played before. Here's the White House pool asking Biden about corruption, the polling on corruption.
Anyway, I'll talk to you more after the also China. President Biden on Ukraine and also China. There is polling by the Associated Press that shows that almost 70% of Americans, including 40% of Democrats, believe that you acted either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to the Americans, that this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brother's foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment that I did not, and it's just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with my other business associates?
I did not. There's lies.
Joe Biden seems to think that that's going to be the answer. He can get away with it. It's a bunch of lies. It's lies. Yeah, Joe liked the lie of, I never spoke to my son about any of his stuff. I never interacted with these people. I've never met them. We've never taken a dime. I've never received a dime, whatever. All of that's just a bunch of lies, right? And so are all the cognitive abilities that, you know, the old age and stuff like that. We're not supposed to recognize that, right? And your record of inflation, well, let's just report it as it is. People report it that it's better than what people are feeling because it's all a pack of lies. Here's KJP, because Corinne Jean-Pierre being asked about Joe Biden taking a cognitive test.
I think folks need to understand that the president passes, again, a cognitive test every day. If you look at what a clinical cognitive test is actually, what it actually does, it is a 15-minute appointment that is administered by someone that most of the time people don't actually know. And the president has a team of doctors that is with him 24/7, and he is able to do the work every day that is rigorous, that is more rigorous than it would be for any 15-minute clinical appointment.
So in case you missed it, Corinne Jean-Pierre gave you every excuse why Joe Biden doesn't need to take the test. But what she should be saying is he'd be happy to take the test. He passes that test every single day. His appointments, what he does, his policies, there is no reason why he would fear taking the test. Bring that test on. But she says, no, why do you need to test? That would be like asking a lawyer, why do I need to know pass the bar? I mean, I've done all the work, you know, that I've done. I'm doing legal work. Why don't I pass the bar? Or how about a doctor? You know that I've read medical journals. I mean, you've seen me reading them. Well, why in the world do you need me to actually have the certification as a physician? I don't know. Maybe because I want to leave. I mean, do you understand how ridiculous that sounds? But that's the excuse. He's passing a cognitive test every day. Yeah, that's what we're afraid of.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.